So, in this special podcast, I'm joined by Bishop John Arnold, who is not only the Bishop of Salford, but is also the lead bishop for communications at the Bishops' Conference. Bishop John, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Now, we've got World Communications Day on Sunday, the 21st of May, and the theme from Ephesians is speaking with the heart, the truth in love. Now, that reminds me a bit, I'm sure it does you, of the papal visit in 2010, which was very much inspired by that motto of St. John Henry Newman, heart speaks unto heart. So why would you say is it important that we speak the truth from the heart?
Well, I think truth is something that is so important to us. We can communicate in different ways, but very often we compromise on the truth by either a lack of information or a biased opinion, or we can make a real mess of the truth. But what we've got to be dealing with always is that search for the truth, because it's in truth that we make our real progress, where we understand the world in which we live, where we can find that sense of loving those around us and meeting their real needs.
How important is it, do you think, that we have a truthful media?
Oh, it's essential. Once we lose the truth in the media, then we can be led in all sorts of different directions. People can be condemned for things they haven't done or said or for what they believe. And we can be entirely distracted. If we're searching for the truth, then we've got that possibility of real purpose and progress, and we've got to be able to identify fake news and put it to one side. And it's very important that we continually on guard to make sure that what we say is substantiated by the facts.
And of course, there is that din, as the Pope calls it, you know, with that always on digital world. How do you think we can sift through those things of meaning versus those things that are a little bit superficial, or we can doom scroll our way through? How do we sort of literally sift through and get at that quality of information?
I think we've got to have those long-term objectives, those signposts that we can constantly use to measure, so that we can find something and identify it as being completely off the mark and really nothing to do with what we're talking about, or trying to bend our opinions away from what we're trying to achieve and to see clearly. It's those simple principles, you know. It's like going back to the gospel and asking what's the most important commandment of the law: to love your Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. The second resembles it: to love your neighbour as yourself. And how important it is that we've always got that sense of the good of others in all our discussions and searching for the truth, that we're careful not to in any way persecute or damage other people when we're trying to find the way forward in our fast developing world.
I like that. I like that idea of this, the simplicity of our principles and how we can literally just chop through all the noise. Now, just tell me, though, when it comes to media professionals, the overwhelming number of media professionals working in the industry are committed to that truth, and they sometimes do a very difficult job under very difficult circumstances. What sort of words of support and affirmation would you have for them?
Well, I think they do a very important job by informing people of truth, because we need that sense of communication. As Pope Francis says, everything's connected and we need to have that vision, all of us. Yes, most people have much more limited sense of understanding and knowledge of things, but we've got to be sure that in all ways we're trying to look for the truth in what we're considering, so that we know a way of developing and encouraging one another to the future. And media professionals are so important. They've got the wonderful challenge and the privilege of communicating truth. And yes, they'll be criticised, I'm sure, and people will try and twist what they say. But we've got to be sure that we hold on to the truth, because once we're distracted from it, all sorts of things can begin to go wrong to the detriment of so many people.
Now, also, you talked about those simple principles. Another one that comes forward in not only this papal message, but the one before, is that need to listen before speaking out in truth. How important is that phase of listening? Because not a lot of listening seems to happen these days in our busy lives.
No, there's. I think the reaction comes far too quickly in many cases, and we've got to stop, listen to everything that we can that draws us to a possible conclusion, so that we're not imposing our own understanding on a very limited source of information, some of which may be very mistaken. But if we're trying to take into account everything that we can to seek the truth, then we come out with a balanced argument at the end, which is so much more valuable.
And just a final word on technology, because I'm thinking of that Second Vatican Council document, Inter Mirifica, 60 years on, actually, very much advocated for using the technology of the time at the service of social communications. I'm a little bit conflicted here, because I can look at a lot of the noise being made and a lot of the positive words being said about artificial intelligence, for instance, and AI chatbots, and how they can, you know, take all the available information, turn it into a sensible analysis of any given subject, really. So what's your view of technology on the one hand being very positive and helping us communicate, and on the other hand, that need to just put it under the microscope a bit and ethically make sure we're not running ahead of ourselves or impacting upon the human in a negative way?
Well, I think you've answered the question there. The modern means of technology are very important, and how fortunate we are to have the science that allows us to communicate in that way. But there are certain boundaries, and we've got to be very careful not to allow artificial intelligence to begin making up steps of truth, which it believes through its electronic ways to be the next step. We've got to be sure that we retain the ethics and the morality of good communication within our own thinking minds, and not just leave it to a machine to tell us what things are and how truth is to be communicated. We must hold on to the limits of truth for ourselves.
And last question, in terms of what we should pray for on this day, on World Communications Day, what would you say would be a good focus for our prayers?
I think that truth and that sense of sensitivity in communicating truth to people, with that sense of love for their well-being, which will often include criticism, but criticism can be constructive and done with a sense of charity, and we can always speak the truth with that sense of good purpose. And that, I think, should be behind our prayers in Communication Sunday this year.
Bishop John Arnold, our lead bishop for communications, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.